Chapter 7 Kat exchanged a frown with Kish before she followed after Sin to the hallway where his elevator was located. Sin gave them an agitated glare as they shuffled him aside to get into the ornate paneled elevator with him. "What?" Kat asked irritably, looking up at him. His response was a low growl. "I take it you know this guy, boss?" Kish asked. Sin still didn't speak. Kat didn't need her powers to feel the feral rage inside him, to sense the killer he'd become at the mere mention of Kassar's name. She didn't know what past they had with each other, but it was obviously not a happy one. Apparently, Kassar rated right up there with her mother in Sin's estimation. Sin was ramrod stiff beside her and clutched the cane with a white-knuckled grip. His features were even sharper now, his eyes brittle. How he managed to look attractive like that, she didn't know, but there was something about him and his anger that set her hormones panting. Suddenly, the Hinder song, Get Stoned, started going through her head. Totally inappropriate, especially at this moment in time. Still, she couldn't help wondering if anger really did make sex better. Then again, she had no real idea of what sex felt like, even calm. "They really need to let me out more." Sin glanced down at her as if he could read her thoughts. Oh, that's good. Just what she needed, him inside her head, hearing the fact that she felt compelled by his angry looks. Groovy. Just groovy. She might as well squeal like a 13-year-old while she was at it and tell him how hot he looked when ticked off. Her luck, he'd stay that way. Diverting her gaze to the doors, she didn't speak or make any movements that might betray the line of her thoughts. How embarrassing would that be, especially given the fact that the man hated her entire maternal lineage? There were just some degradations a person didn't need. This was definitely one of them. So she tried to ignore him, something that would have been a lot easier if his image weren't reflected in the steel of the doors. Damn, the man was good-looking, especially when he had that hard, determined look about him. He was all predator and all man. It was a dangerous combination to her sanity. As soon as the elevator doors opened, Sin stepped out and walked in front of them, something amazing given the fact that he didn't like people at his back. I guess he trusts Kish to warn him if I move to the attack. What a pleasant thought. The casino was dark, with lights glowing from the slot machines and tables. Bells and electronic tones fought each other for supremacy, while winners laughed and others shouted over low-playing music. The casino looked like total anarchy, and at the same time it was inviting and fun. She didn't know what it was about places like this, but they were hypnotic. Oblivious to it all, Sin walked through the area with purpose, heading toward the gaming tables as if he knew instinctively where to find his enemy. Kat looked left and right, trying to locate anyone who might be against them, or anyone who might be one of those things that had attacked her in New York. She saw numerous humans who were incognizant of the fact that they were in the center of a war zone. Several tall blonde waitresses in short black dresses paused to look at her with malice. They were Apolites, but the one circulating with change was a Daemon female. That one actually curled her lip at Kat, bearing a hint of fang. She ignored the Daemon as she continued to search for the Galu demon.